Well, you hear a lot that a lot of people say, like, churches aren't that diverse. It's like you got black churches and white churches and whatever else. I don't actually find that to be that true, at least in my area. And I'm just going to say this from kind of my own perspective. I'm not using any statistics or anything, but I'm just saying I've visited a lot of churches, and I'm pretty sure I've mentioned this before, but that's just me and my family. Just kind of, we go to a lot of different churches. Right now, we're kind of sharing our time between like three different churches, but, and it's interesting. We get kind of a lot of different sides to things, a lot of different sides to these different churches, and they're all different denominations and stuff like that. But in all of the churches, especially the three churches we've been visiting recently, diversity is not that bad. Saying that churches are white churches, black churches, while that is true in a lot of respects, it's still, a lot of churches are still majority black or majority white. Churches I visited are not monolithic. And I can assure you that while, again, majority this, majority that, they're still not monolithic. And I think that that is more than a lot of people give churches credit for. A lot of people say churches, they're just too separated. Like, we got this white church, we got this black church, we got these other churches over here. And just from personal experience, just no, I just have not seen that. Even, and I think it's getting better. Like, there was one big church that we've been going to for a few years now, and I think that diversity of that church is better now than it was when we first started coming. It's kind of a majority white church. I mean, honestly, it is in more of a white area of town. But the thing is, though, it has a lot of diversity, and I think it's only getting better. And I think that when you hear people dismaying about churches being undiverse, first of all, I don't like the idea of forcing anything. And I think it's like this. If you have something as great as the gospel, you have it, people are going to come to it. It doesn't matter who they are or what race or whatever else. If it's that great, if it really is that great, then people are going to come to it, and hopefully of all walks. So to sum things up, in my personal opinion, I think that diversity in churches is not as bad as some people say. And there's definitely churches out there that are very monolithic. But it's very simple what you should do about it. If you don't like it, if it's a problem for you and it inhibits your faith, go look for a different church. I believe that that's the best way to go about affecting any sort of change that involves diversity, and that is to make your choice and look around. Just find the place that you feel is diverse enough, or just find a church that has a good congregation. Whether that is a church that is diverse or not. Because in the end, you just need to worry about what builds up your faith. In the end, I think when it comes down to it, churches have much greater issues to deal with before the problem of diversity. For starters, churches just need to have God there. They need to have sermons that are powerful from the Bible, that have preachers that are empowered with the Holy Spirit, a congregation that is willing to fellowship and serve. That is what a church really needs to worry about. If a church can accomplish that, then it can start. But here's the thing. This is my theory. If you have a good church that has all that, the diversity will come. If your church is really that good, if your church has powerful messages, a great preacher, and a great community, you're going to get people of all walks of life at your church. That's just kind of my opinion there. I think that that might be the answer. Because in the end, that's why people come to church. To have fellowship. To be filled with God's Word and the Holy Spirit. And to see God there. That's what the church is for. To see all that. To see the amazing beauty of God. But sometimes it does help. Sometimes it can be helpful to see the beauty of God in a diverse way. But in the end, God is what matters. I'm Chase Carrington, and you're listening to the Chase Carrington Show on Anchor.